Yesterday we discussed a couple of issues to do with Hagalat Kelim, the kashering of the Kelim in hot water before Pesach. And today I want to flag up a detail which many people are unaware of, and that is the minhag that after one has done the Hagalah, so after one has taken out the kli that you've kashered from the pot, that one should rinse it off with cold water. What's the background to this? So the Torah in Siman Taf Nun Bet brings a tshuva of Rashi, who says that the kli that's been kashered should be rinsed off in cold water straight after it's taken out of the hot water. Why? Because the hot water has now got chametz stick chametz in it. It's absorbed the chametz from the kli and is now sitting on top of the kli, needs to be rinsed off before it's reabsorbed into the keli. The Beit Yosef and the Tor both bring the view of the Gaonim and other Rishonim, who say that actually that's not what happens and it wouldn't be a problem even if it was absorbed. And if it was a problem, then it would be a problem even while the kli is still in the hot water. But they say nevertheless the minhag is still to rinse off in cold water. The Rambam in Perikav Hilchot Chameitz Umatzah Halacha Kaf Gimel says also that when kashering that that after you've kashered it, you then rinse it off in cold water. And the Magid Mishnah explains that this comes from a Gemara in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, which is talking about a pan which has absorbed a chatat offering. That absorption becomes notar and prohibited, therefore it has to be kashered. And the pasuk says in Morak v'shutaf b'mayim, it needs to be cleansed and rinsed in water. And the view of the Chachamim there is that marika b'chamin u'shtifa b'tzonen, that the marika is with hot water and the shtifa is with cold water. So drawing a sort of parallel or learning from the kashering with regard to chatat, so the Rambam says also in other instances, one has to do marika and shtifa, hot water and then cold water. Nafka mina between whether we say that it's for Rashi's reason, which is to stop it absorbing more chametz, or for it's for other reasons, the Gaonim say it's, you know, this is the minhag, will be whether it needs to be done immediately. If it's because of Rashi's reason, so if you didn't do it immediately, then you've got a problem. Whereas according to the others, it seems it's just a minhag that you wash off or you rinse off that water. Doesn't matter if it's cooled down already. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Nun Bet Seif Zayin seems that the Mechaber paskens like Rashi, because he says that you kasher your item v'nagin lishtof hakli b'mayim karim achar hagala miyad, and then straight after the hagala, the minhag is to rinse off the kli in cold water. But the Chok Yaakov and Mishnah Brura and other achronim point out that b'diavad, if you didn't do that, then it doesn't matter. We don't paskin like Rashi, and therefore it's just a minhag to wash it off. The Aruch HaShulchan says that he really doesn't understand the reason why it should be necessary at all, but it's the minhag, so we follow the minhag. But he says, Chamadomani Shaholam lo nagu kein rak befesach. He thinks generally when people are kashering, if you've got something which is treif and needs kashering, he thinks the minhag is that people generally don't rinse it off afterwards. It's only for when kashering for Pesach that we do. V'ulai zeichel amikdash. Perhaps the reason for that is because of zeichel amikdash, the way they kashered things in the Beit HaMikdash was with marika and shtifa. Ad kan.